Hello, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Nick. Sorry I missed your call, but thanks for getting back to me this morning.
Oh, no problem. Sorry I missed your call.
Ah, no problem. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I'm thinking the amount was 150.
150?
Yeah, just take a lower amount.
Yeah.
Were you gonna send me like both scenarios to look at, or did you want me to tell you like?
Oh, did you not get my email?
No, I didn't. I was looking for that on. I think it was Monday night, I think, and I went for math.
Maybe
I misunderstood you.
No, I called you yesterday morning to follow up on it, and
I never got that email, and I thought, well, maybe I was supposed to email you and tell you what amount, and then you were going to generate an email from that, but no, I never got it.
No, sorry, I sent it, I sent it, right after we spoke. I sent you the 36-month and 24-month. I can resend it to you.
Yeah, if you would, that'd be great, and I can take it away and take a look at it kind of in front of you.
Yeah, I can go ahead and I'll adjust it. I did it for 175. I can go ahead.
If you want to send that over, and then, if we need to adjust it, we'll go from there. But if you have it, you just send that one out, then just shoot that one over to me.
I'm just going to forward it to you and, to the Comcast.net email address, right?
rallender@comcast.net. Sometimes they do, like some of them don't come through for some reason, but I think I've been getting yours.
Because of attachments, in the signature, they get bounced back by spam filters, but mine never got bounced back from me. Are you on your email now?
Yes.
Okay. You should get it within the next, couple seconds here.
Okay. I think I had something trouble from, is it Dave in your office, I think? I had trouble getting something from him one time with the app and everything went through.
Ah, jeez. That's frustrating.
I'll tell you what, if you want to send it to my Gmail.
Yeah.
Which is Sharper Hearing Aid Center @gmail.
Sharper Hearing Aid Center @gmail.
.com, and then that one, because I had that same issue with when Dave sent me one too. Like, he sent me attachments and was like, did you get them? No, I never got it. So yeah, send it to that. No, I just
okay. Okay, that one was sent, and
I got that already.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's up with the Comcast one stuff? Yeah. I got it. So okay, well, I'll take a look at it then, Nick.
It's fine. It's usually just the spam filters, and then the when we send attachments, their signature and everything like that. Next time, if I email you again at your other one, I'll strip out everything for my signature. So,
okay.
But it looks like we should just use the Sharper Hearing Aid one. But yeah, so just determine the amount and the term. I think what we did here was. Obviously, with a longer term, with an APR, you're going to pay more interest. But we subsidized the rate on the three-year term to make up for the origination fee. So it's not as high as it should be, going from 2 to 3 years. So yeah, I think you can kind of see that if you do, if you crunch numbers and do the math. And so that's why I really like that 3-year term, because also not only is the rate low because of the origination fee, but also like we talked about, when you pay it off, 18 months, 21 months, 24 months, you're done,
Right.
So I mean, that's amazing. Or what you can do, you'll be able to refinance that loan, like a true refinance, like a mortgage. So at any point you can refinance, and all of that interest is done, and get additional capital and not pay double interest or partial double interest, like when you get a discount from Swift or something like that. You get a true refinance at any time, but you're, as far as like an easy, smooth process of renewal, it's halfway mark, where there's really almost no paperwork, and you can get, a lot more capital if you wait halfway through. But with these APR loans, you can refinance at any time, and there's no penalty of the prepaid interest. Anyway, I know we went over that. I know you're busy. I'll let you go, but
Yeah, that's okay. But just like, so, like, say I'm paying off for 6 months and just use a round number, say pay $5,000 in interest, and then I just pay it off. Then basically we just, whatever the principal amount is what I owe.
exactly. So it's just like with a car loan or a mortgage, and not even as punishing as a mortgage, right? Because first 15 years of a mortgage, you're not paying anything towards the balance. But so you come into, things go great and you're killing it, pay it off early, and it's done. And so
Okay, cool.
yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, let me take a look at it, Nick, and then I'll give you a holler back.
All right, sounds good, Ron.
All right, thanks, man. See ya.
Talk soon.